Well, last weekend, President Trump issued an executive order imposing 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada, as well as additional 10% tariffs on Chinese imports. But on Monday, Trump said he was hitting the pause button on Mexico's tariffs for 1 month after Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum agreed to work with the U.S. to stop the flow of fentanyl and other drugs from coming into the U.S. Joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today, Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. And Carl, I'm curious with the news that came out over the weekend of Trump's executive order and these tariffs, which are supposed to take effect on Tuesday, early Tuesday morning, 12:01 a.m. Now, it looks like it's going to be just on Canada and China and a 30-day pause for Mexico. How are the commodity markets in taking the news? How the grain markets, the livestock markets, even the equity markets, how are they taking the news of Trump's executive order from over the weekend?
Yeah, we'll break this down segment by segment here, CJ. All in all, the overview would be the market is taking it very well, especially with the updates on Mexico. Seeing a little bit more reprieve there. Mexico trades a little bit more with the United States on the commodity side than Canada does. So you would see a little bit more friendly reaction in the market. Mexico, one of our leading corn importers here, taking more soybeans from us, soy oil, even importing more wheat from us. So with all of those coming in, yes, we are seeing a very favorable reaction, corn, soybeans, and the wheat complex. U.S. dollar, we had substantial gains overnight as we saw investor money run into the U.S. dollar. U.S. dollar is still posting very solid gains for the session, but we did see them trimmed in half from where we were in the overnight trade. The equity market took a bit of a thumping. The Dow, NASDAQ, S&P, all trading lower. Not necessarily all from the tariff news. Some of this is a little bit of a hangover effect from last week's tech stock losses and just general ideas that the equities will be hit a little bit harder on our trade with China, where the tariff still stands to go into effect. That brings us back to the red meats, and we got hit pretty hard in the livestock complex today. Feeder cattle posting a huge reaction. So did live cattle. Both of those technically overbought funds record long, both live cattle and feeders. So a bit of a correction there. And then we saw hogs take a big hit. Now, the hogs may be one of the commodities that sees the most impact from any tariff we might have with Mexico and Canada. Pork trade in 2024 between those two sources, 32.5% of U.S. exports went to Mexico, 8% to Canada. Combine the two, that's quite a bit of pork trade. Looks like we'll get that Mexican trade steady flow continuing there. But our Chinese demand, and China was a buyer of a third of our pork last week in the export sales. If we lose that business going forward, it's going to the gain in Mexico is not going to offset the loss in China.
Once again, Carl Setzer, Consus Ag Consulting. You can check out all the information from Consus Ag Consulting at their website, which is CONSUSAG.net. And Carl, thank you so much for joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.